I'm Dan Klefstad. The expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act is blamed by some for helping fuel America's opioid epidemic. But a new study from the University of Illinois Chicago suggests that's not the case. UIC social work professor James Schwartz says even states that didn't expand Medicaid experienced upticks in overdose deaths, which suggests there are other factors.
I think I've ruled out, in my own mind at least, that it was some kind of a massive diversion of drugs onto the black market by people getting them through the Medicaid prescriptions. That probably happens to some extent, but not a large extent.
Schwartz also notes a time lag of about 5 years from when Medicaid expansion states saw an uptick in opioid prescriptions and when differences in opioid death rates were seen. In other news, the mayor of Danville says he sees buses leave his city each day to take residents to the casino in East Peoria. But Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. predicts in a year or so, Danville will have its own casino to attract out-of-town visitors.
Well, gambling of all types is on the rise in Illinois. Williams says he's not worried about competition, not even from a new Indiana casino proposed for Terre Haute near the state line.
We don't have any competitors for a 90-mile radius in Danville right now. And even when Terre Haute is built, that's still about an hour and 15 minutes away from us if they pass that.
Speaking on the 21st, Williams says he's planning on the casino initially producing $6 to $8 million a year in revenue for Danville city government. He wants to spend the money on infrastructure and paying down pension debt. I'm Jim Meadows.
The casino planned for Danville is one of six allowed under the gambling expansion law passed earlier this year. The other sites are in Chicago, Rockford, the South Suburbs, Waukegan, and Williamson County. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A candidate who bills himself as a true conservative says he's running to keep Illinois' 115th District House seat in Republican hands. Paul Jacobs says he'll fight for meaningful reform to turn the state around. The semi-retired optometrist and owner of Von Jakob Winery received almost 45% of the vote in the 2018 GOP primary. He says the experience he gained in that campaign will help him this time around.
From one end to the other, and we met an awful lot of people, and those individuals, I think, that voted for us originally will still, I believe, want that reform individual.
GOP incumbent Terry Bryant is not seeking re-election in that seat. She's instead running for the vacant 58th District State Senate seat. A Republican lawmaker from Northern Illinois is calling for Illinois' new capital bill to be repealed and rewritten. State Representative Alan Skillicorn says his call stems from a federal investigation into Democratic Senator Martin Sandoval. Sandoval, up until recently, chaired the Senate Transportation Committee and was a lead negotiator on the state's massive new building plan.
The pay-to-play culture in Illinois politics is again rearing its ugly head. These allegations raise serious questions about the Capitol bill and what this legislation was really about. Did we just raise the gas tax to pad the pockets of connected insiders in Illinois?
Representative Skillicorn says he'll file legislation soon to repeal the Capitol bill. He hopes it can be voted on during the upcoming veto session. I'm Jennifer Fuller.